USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Intense clashes erupted in northern Gaza today as Israeli forces seek to establish full control of the region with the goal of concentrating efforts on Hamas fighters in the south. These renewed hostilities follow a day after the UN Security Council's call for increased aid to Gaza, falling short of explicitly demanding a ceasefire. Israel's chief military spokesman reported on Friday that the country's ground troops have nearly secured total control of northern Gaza and are gearing up to extend their offensive into the southern areas. Two Colorado paramedics have been convicted in the 2019 death of 23-year-old Elijah McClain, a young black man who was stopped by police, tackled, put in a chokehold, and administered ketamine by paramedics, leading to his death. On Friday, a jury found the two paramedics guilty of criminally negligent homicide, marking the third and final trial after two officers were acquitted and one was convicted in connection to the incident. The convictions highlight the legal consequences surrounding McClain's tragic death. Bad weather could put a damper on shopping and even travel this Christmas season.
We may see some bad weather impacting travel around Christmas and New Year's. FAA is working closely with airlines to plan for that possibility.
That is Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg. As we close in on Christmas travel this Saturday, shoppers busy snapping up everything they can find. Price at this point doesn't seem to matter for some folks.
Once a year, who cares? I'll be in debt for a little bit.
That's Laura Winters reporting. Many Americans are scaling back their holiday shopping this season, too. According to a Monmouth poll, over half of the respondents won't indulge due to high prices. The pollster notes that while the inflation rate may be slowing, the impact of rising prices remains. Despite trimming gift lists, Americans are fully engaged in holiday activities and have named their favorite cookies. The top Christmas cookie in America is a sugar cookie, followed by gingerbread, chocolate chip, and snickerdoodle. This is USA News.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells, it eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
Airports across the country are packed with holiday travelers this weekend. FlightAware puts the number of delayed flights at just over 2,500 so far today. As for cancellations, that number was approaching 60 at last check. Over 5,200 flight delays and more than 90 cancellations were reported in the U.S. on Friday. U.S. and Mexican officials are going to sit down and try and solve the border issues.
High-ranking officials from the Biden administration are scheduled to travel to Mexico in response to an increase in migrants crossing the southern border. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
Secretary of State Tony Blinken, Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas, to meet with President Lopez Obrador and his team to discuss further actions that can be taken together to address current border challenges.
The administration is under intense scrutiny from both political parties due to a record number of migrant encounters. The White House contends that Congress has not succeeded in passing substantial immigration reform. I'm John Schaefer.
According to a report from a national real estate company, only 15% of the homes currently on the market are deemed affordable for the average U.S. family. This marks a decrease from the previous year when 20% of listed homes were considered affordable. The study examined listings in the top 97 metropolitan areas in the country. It could be a very merry Christmas for a lucky lottery player this weekend. Tonight's Powerball drawing is now worth an estimated $620 million with a one-time cash payout of $310.8 million. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.